AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The FBI says no links have been found between the Islamic State attackers who carried out the attacks in Paris and the U.S.
ISIL and its supporters put out all kinds of propaganda, like videos and magazines, but that is not credible intelligence. Of course, we investigate all of those propaganda threats. But instead, the threat here focuses primarily on troubled souls in America who are being inspired or enabled online to do something violent for ISIL.
FBI Director James Comey says the agency is closely tracking dozens of people whom agents are concerned could be a copycat. The House has passed and sent to the Senate a bill that would add FBI background checks to the stringent screening process of Syrians and Iraqis who are trying to enter this country. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's wrong to make it even harder for refugees to get in.
It's inappropriate for America, of all countries in the world, to panic and to somehow turn our backs on our fundamental values.
There's been a lot of discussion about Mexican immigrants during the presidential campaign, but a new report finds more Mexicans are moving out than moving in.
Data from the Pew Research Center find in a five-year period ending last year, about 870,000 Mexicans moved into the U.S., but more than 1 million went back to Mexico. Many cite the desire to reunite with their families, but the sluggish U.S. economy and border enforcement are other big factors. A Pew researcher says the era of mass migration from Mexico is at an end, something they had been predicting for some time. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump told voters in Iowa tonight he's serious about building that wall along the border with Mexico.
We're going to have people come into the country, but they're going to come in legally. And that's part of the problem that you have right here.
This is AP Radio News. The Friends of the Earth says the FDA's approval of genetically modified salmon is incredibly disappointing. Dana Paris, a spokeswoman for the group, says there's a lot of opposition to GMO products.
More than 60 grocery retail chains have already committed to not selling GMO salmon, despite the fact that the FDA has now approved it, and consumers have said they won't eat it.
Jeff Peterson, a shopper in Seattle, says the idea of eating genetically enhanced food turns him off.
The FDA should stay out of some of this stuff to where we get all natural wild fish, even all the way down to the cereals and all that, but they're genetically enhanced and it's not good.
Karen Chapin, another shopper, says she's okay with the new salmon.
I think that's okay. I would eat an eel, so why can't I eat an eel and a salmon together?
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.